I want to come back to Friday's programme when we heard an interview with the Irish broadcaster, Gay Byrne. The reaction to what Gay said was massive, actually. It was picked up by quite a lot of the newspapers after the show, the Irish Independent, the Sun, the Mirror, the Irish Examiner. They were all over Twitter when Gay Byrne said he would consider assisted suicide if he was in severe pain and nearing his death. Let's just remember, remind ourselves what he said, first of all. I'd begun by asking him if he was frightened by old age.
No, I cannot believe I'm 80 years of age, because my father, amongst other people, died at 58. A big, strong, healthy, wiry man who worked all his life in the outdoors and heaved barrels of Guinness's Stout around the place for a living, and he died at 58. And here I am, 80 years of age, and I am puny in physique by comparison with him. But yet I've made 80 years of age, and I can't believe it. And Kathleen is 80 years of age this week, and she can't believe it either, because we don't feel 80 and we don't look 80. We know we don't look 80.
But when you get to 80, have you started thinking about death? Contemplating
Well, of course you think about death. Of course you do. But I think you'd think about death far earlier than 80 years of age.
And in what way have you thought about it?
Well, I know it's coming, and it's going to get here for me long before it gets here for you, for example. And so I'm not afraid of it. I don't dwell on it. I don't worry about it. But my main aim is to realise now that, in fact, every day is a bonus. Every day. And I used to hear my mother and father, indeed, say things like this. I didn't really believe them when I was a kid. But every day you can get out of bed and stand up straight. That's a good day. Every day is a good day if you're well and healthy and moving and doing
things. We've been having a conversation on the radio show, Gay, over recent times with people about how, when they get to the end of their life, them choosing how they die and the fear associated with not having a choice for yourself. Be it that you become incapacitated, you have to go into a home, or indeed you have a terminal illness and you can't die. Have you thought those things through for yourself?
Well, that's the dread of everybody. My dread would be that I would lie a long time in an awful pain. They assure me now you don't have to lie a long time in awful pain, but your dread is that you lie a long time in awful pain and disability and so on. I'd rather it happened very, very quickly and gone. Thank you. Goodbye. Lights out. Good luck.
But if it didn't, would you want to be able to take your own life?
Yes, I think there's a great deal of rationality behind that, and I think it is a choice that people can make. And if you are facing into a long, drawn-out, terrible illness of great pain, I think that is an option.
And might you do it?
I think you would have to. I think I would have to consider it. I think I would have to consider it, although it is against all the tenets of everything we have been taught. But more and more people are realising that's the way out, and maybe we should take it.
Well, we've contacted on the back of what Gay Byrne has said quite a few Northern Ireland celebs just to see what their take is on this. It's interesting. We'll bring you some of those after 10 this morning as well as now. The singer Rose Marie joining us now. Rose Marie, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to talk to you. Where do you stand on this?
Well, first of all, where death's concerned, even from a child, I've always been afraid of death, and I've not changed my thoughts on that at all. Anything got to do with it, and I recently lost my sister about 4 weeks ago. And, you know, so it's very much in our family, and my father 2 years ago. And so, gosh, and lots of friends have died, you know, my young friends and everything. So you're thinking about it even more, you know. But I think every case is different, Stephen, you know, because if you're in a lot of pain, I suppose, you know, nowadays they've got great painkillers and everything. I know my father managed his pain. You know, the doctors were brilliant with painkillers and all that there. But taking your own life and all that there is something I've never thought about, really. But then again, you don't know what way you're going to be.
Would you consider it?
Well, I suppose it depends on what type of illness you've got. You know, and if you've got all your faculties about you and you're in a lot of pain and you just want out. But the thing is, you never know what's round the corner cure-wise. I mean, this is the one thing that probably would keep me going. Yes, I'm sure one would think about it, you know, but there's so many cures have happened, sort of like, you know, with people that have taken their own lives and then they found a cure for whatever illness that was. So it's a scary thought. So the answer to your question is, I don't know, really. But you would just hope and pray that, you know, that
your pain could be managed, and that as I said, there'll be a cure sort of very soon.
Okay, Rosemary, thank you for that. Our Nolan Show producer, David O'Dornan, has been speaking to other Northern Irish personalities to get their views on the issue. He's spoken to the actor, Charlie Lawson, Big Jim McDonald in Coronation Street, the comedian John Lenehan, Mae McFetridge, and the Bangor-born former politician, Len Budopec.
My view would be that it wouldn't even be be considered. It's going to happen. That's my view on it at all. If I was... it's going to go in my living will, which I already have, and so it's going to be written down, documented. In fact, I've got an appointment with the solicitors next week. I wouldn't even consider, God willing, it doesn't happen. But if I had a terrible accident and was tetraplegic, then I wouldn't want to remain on this planet. Likewise, I watched my father die, and his response to it was that it was worse than Burma. I've no intention of letting that happen.
So this is obviously something that you and your partner Debbie have spoken about.
Yeah, we've spoken about it, and I've always said that I have no interest in dying with morphine, lying there waiting to die, which is what happened to my father. That watching that happen made my mind up that I have no intention of going through any of that carry-on. Death doesn't frighten me. As somebody said, I think it might have been Oscar Wilde, I'm not frightened about death. I just don't want to be there when it happens. Sounds like Oscar, but there you go. I do contemplate old age and death on a very regular basis, as I've said to Stephen, but I have absolutely no intention of... I've had a bloody good life so far, and I've got a lot of life to live, and I love living life to the full, as I always have done. But once it's time, then that's me. I shall shuffle off this mortal coil, either voluntarily or somebody can do it for me. So it is an important subject, and I'm very glad you're dealing with it.
It's something that you'd have to give long and hard thoughts about. Obviously, religious things come in, and suicide is, it's a terrible thing when you hear people who commit suicide, and it's, physically there's nothing wrong, but obviously there's something wrong in their heads. But to actually, if you were in excruciating pain, how you would just be able to turn around and say to your family, look, this is it, I'm away, it would be very, very, very hard to, first of all, to come to terms with it,
One of the questions that Stephen asked Gay Byrne was he frightened by old age or was he frightened by death? Now, you are someone who's had a near-death experience. You've had your last rites read to you at that time. So maybe, does death hold any fears for you at all after something like that?
No, I did not, because I didn't realise, I was that... not that I was that close to it, I didn't realise how ill I was. But it would be a major, major decision, if you were going down a road that there was no way back, maybe it would be, if you had assisted suicide, if you had, say, all your family around you and you were able to say cheerio to them all and, instead of you sort of withering away, and making life so brutal for them, watching you slowly die. Like, I've had relations who died and it just literally withered away in front of us. And, maybe if, you're in a position like that where there's no way back, it may well be an idea, to get them all around you, to say your goodbyes, et cetera, rather than just... fade away to nothing, assisted suicide. It's a hard one, isn't it?
My father died of motor neuron disease, which is a wasting illness that ultimately leaves you with little or no quality of life. He said that when he sank into unconsciousness, he didn't want to be resuscitated. What's the difference between that and taking your own life? Essentially, and in a quiet way, we already make patients comfortable, knowing that the drugs that they're given to be comfortable means that they'll pass away. I have no issue with that, for myself or for anyone else. And frankly, in a civilized society where people have the rights about their education, about whether to have children, about where they live, surely they should have the right to the ultimate dignity, and that is the dignity to decide how and when you pass away. And I would want that right for myself and for others.
You spoke about your father very candidly there. Are you frightened by death?
When I was younger, I think I was afraid of death. And then I've had two near-death experiences, once as a kid and once more recently in 1998 when I broke my back in a terrible accident. That's changed my life, perhaps partly because I feel I came face-to-face with what happens next to an extent. That's taken my fear away. The reality is that the one certainty in all of our lives is that they will come to an end. We can pretend that's not so, and I think that's one reason people in politics have been scared of facing this question about dignity and death. On the other hand, we can take a more grown-up approach and recognise that sooner or later, that ultimate end will face us all. The only question is whether we've got the courage and the respect for humanity to give all of us the choice of how that end occurs.